Well, hello guys. Now here's a kind of a humorous story. Well, not really. Now you see the picture of this femon who is Australian, and this happened in Australia. Funny how some Australians look, you know, have that Australian look. And she has the Australian look, whatever that is. But this femon accidentally burnt a house down that she was getting ready for a viewing, as she's an estate agent. And the house was worth £1.5 million. There were four renters there. They were in the process of moving out, or already have. Anyway, she saw some damp sheets that were laying on the porch floor. So she gathered them all up and laid them on this metal tray in this cupboard up against a light, and then turned the light on. 20 minutes later, and the fire had taken pretty good hold. And just a few minutes later, the whole house had gone. This is what the house looked like before. Of course, the owners and the renters took her to court, this femon. And the company she worked for was issued to pay £380,000 for the loss of the house and £62,000 for the loss of the renter's belongings, because the court found that this femon was the cause of the fire and that she should have known better. And the judge said that during the trial, this femon state agent was very aggressive and uncooperative. Hey, buddy, judge, that's a femon for you. But I don't know, maybe she's just forego her bonus this year, would you think? And I bet the company she works for is trying to find any reason to get rid of her. Of course, for another reason. Not because she burnt the client's house down. And probably the reason why she was aggressive and uncooperative in court is because she didn't want to be held accountable or take responsibility that her actions caused the fire. She probably won't stay at the company long anyway, because every day is a reminder. Now, she screwed up big time. Basically, she wasn't held accountable. Her company was. Let me know what you think, guys. Take it easy. I'll put a link to it down below.